After establishing her painting career in Japan, Yayoi Kusama moved to New York in the late 1950s. There, she continued to explore an obsessive repetition of form in paintings, sculptures, installations, and performances. Curator, Laura Hauptmann.
Accumulation number one is the first of a series of sculptures that feature this agglomeration of phallic forms. The accumulations are created by sewing a sock-like form and stuffing them with cotton. She chose to use as the support for her accumulations domestic furniture. Accumulation one is an armchair. Accumulation number two and number three and number four are sofas, a baby carriage, and a ladder.
Her use of everyday objects in the early 1960s placed Kusama at the forefront of pop art, and her treatment of those objects invoked issues about gender that would become central to the feminist movement in the coming years.
She's a woman artist in a man's world in 1962 in New York City, a tough, tough venue to be a woman artist.
Sculptures like this embarrassed many male critics of the period, who often ignored their obvious symbolism.
Nobody mentioned the fact that this is a bristling, phallic work with a decidedly feminist overtones, this domestic piece of furniture covered with phalluses. By sitting on this piece of furniture, of course, you're doing damage or you're doing violence to the phalluses that you're sitting on. It is at once inviting, but it's also quite intimidating. These works are shocking, and they continue to be shocking because of their overt sexuality and also their humor.